Penguin Random House Audio presents The Always God. He Hasn't Changed, and You Are Not Forgotten by Jarrett Stevens, with a foreword by Sheila Walsh. This is the author, Jarrett Stevens. To my mom and dad, Glenn and Cheryl Stevens, thank you for your love, encouragement, and support. I am proud to be your son. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Psalm 90, verse 2.
Forward. The word always is interesting. It gets its meaning from what we attach it to. It can bear great news, such as the food is always amazing here. It can also let us know to lower our expectations, such as the service is always slow here. When attached to faith in God, however, it can raise as many questions as it answers. You may have faced some of these. I believe that God is always present, so why do I feel all alone? I believe that God is always working for my good, so why didn't I get that job? I believe that God always answers prayer, so why does heaven seem silent? These kinds of questions can shake our faith to the core. I remember being challenged once by a woman with heartbreaking questions of her own. It was several years ago. I was speaking at a conference in South Africa, and she had waited until the crowd was gone before she approached me. She was angry, but I could tell that just beneath that mask, she was hurting. She told me I had said two things on the platform that couldn't possibly both be true. I would have to pick one. I asked her what they were. She replied, "You said that God is loving and God is powerful." I told her I believe that both of those things are true. She asked me to explain the death of her child and then collapsed into my arms in tears. What she was facing is one of the greatest challenges to faith. If God is loving and powerful, why would He allow any of the tragedies that strike our lives? When prayer seems to go no higher than the bedroom ceiling, or when one more door is slammed on us, it's tempting to believe that God has forgotten where we live, or doesn't care about what's happening to us. In uncertain times, the Always God is a must-listen for all of us. I have had the privilege of sitting under the teaching ministry of Jarrett Stevens for years. It's a joy to call him my friend. One of his greatest gifts is his ability to combine transparency and truth. He is honest and vulnerable about his own life and the questions he's dealt with. He's not afraid to ask the difficult questions, but he always leads us back to the powerful promises in God's Word. You won't want to rush through this book. It will make you think and challenge you to be honest with yourself and with God. If you've been struggling in your faith, or simply want to grow stronger, then you have the perfect guidebook here. When you listen to the final words, you'll have a fresh confidence in these foundational truths. God is always here. God is always working. God is always faithful. Always. Sheila Walsh.
Introduction. Always? Are you sure? God is always for you. He is always a supernatural God who will do miracles for you as He has done in the past. God is always with you. He's always watching, always caring, and always reaching. God is always in you. He's always providing unlimited power and encouragement. And all God's people said, "Are you sure?" Let me assure you, I am sure, except when I'm not. Never waver, never doubt, never question. As a pastor, I feel like this is the posture of certainty that I'm supposed to take in every situation. I should always have the answers, right? And when I don't, I should be confident and act like I do. But if I'm being honest, I'm not always certain what God is up to and find myself confused by what he's allowing in my life. Can I lose my pastor's license for just writing that last sentence? It's uncomfortable for me to admit, but I relate well to the father who had a sick child and told Jesus, "I believe, help my unbelief," Mark 9:24, English Standard Version. My experiences in life bear out this complexity. When I read God's word or hear other pastors preach from it, I always want to respond with amen, but then life throws a curveball and my amen turns into, "Are you sure?" I do believe God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Amen? But when I was being sexually abused by my little league coach from age 8 to 12, I struggled to believe this truth about God. "Are you sure?" ambushed my amen. I do believe every perfect gift comes down from the Father. Amen. But when my wife had a miscarriage, I struggled to believe that this was true in my case. "Are you sure?" ambushed my amen. I do believe God is always seeking the lost, pursuing the one who is far from him. Amen. But when my brother walked away from his faith and rebuffed my attempts to share Jesus with him, I struggled with some serious doubt. "Are you sure?" ambushed my amen. I do believe God is always with us, taking care of his own. Amen. But when Mike, my friend and mentor, who's one of the most faithful Christians I knew, was diagnosed with cancer and died, I struggled to believe God was coming through on what he promised. "Are you sure?" ambushed my amen. I want to believe that I'm the only one with these struggles, but I know I'm not. I've been a pastor now for more than 20 years. I get to be with people in their best moments. Life is awesome. Let's take a celebration selfie. The birth of children, beautiful weddings, picking up finally sobered loved ones from rehab. And I get to be with people in their heart-crushing moments. Why is this happening? The death of a baby, an unexpected divorce, dropping no longer sober loved ones back off at rehab. I bet you've been there. Something awful happened, disrupting your life and disorienting your faith. Your life had been comfortable and you were confident. Suddenly your life was chaotic and you were confused. Doubts crept in where there had always been certainty. It wasn't that you lost your faith, because you still believed. But your faith was now challenged by questions that had never occurred to you or bothered you before. For you, it might be someone you love got a cancer diagnosis, and then quickly, he was gone. You've been desperately searching for a job, but no door seemed to be opening. You discover a text exchange between your spouse and a stranger. You read the words over and over, trying to understand, but deep down you already know it feels like a bomb is settling in your stomach. You raise your child to love Jesus, but you're realizing she doesn't love him. Your heart breaks with every step she takes away from God. You don't know what to do, but you do believe that God is the only one who can help you. You've prayed prayers on top of prayers, but God has been strangely quiet, and it leaves you wrestling with the disquieting question of whether he even hears you. You've been there, right? We've all gone through circumstances that cause us to question what God is doing. We ask, is he aware of what's happening? Does he even care? We read in the Bible about miracles God performed and wonder if maybe God coming through for people like that is relegated to the past. God did that back then, but life seems to prove he doesn't work in the same way now. We read promises God made, like, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you," Hebrews 13:5. We don't want to admit that it just doesn't feel that way at times. Have you ever wondered if maybe God has forgotten you? If we're going to be completely honest, and that's exactly what I hope we'll be, so let's agree to be totally honest with each other throughout this book. I bet you felt pretty sure that God has forgotten you. When you consider the confusing circumstances of your life and the long list of unanswered, desperate voicemails you've left God, this conclusion is painful, but seems unavoidable. I realize you may not be comfortable being this honest. Might be more real and raw than you typically permit yourself to be, but it may help you to know that you're not alone. In fact, Jesus has been there. On the night before he was crucified, he went to a garden where he sank into a pit of suffocating darkness. Mark 14:33, The Message. He was real and raw, saying, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death," Matthew 26:38. We see Jesus questioning God's plan for him. The next day, he cries out, wondering if God had forsaken him. But I have good news. You are not alone. More good news. You can go from "Are you sure?" back to "Amen." Jesus did. I have too. If you're struggling with a little doubt, I believe you need two things. First, you need to be reassured that God is still God, that he is always God. You need to be reassured that you can stand firm in your faith, fully trusting him, knowing that he will carry you and not drop you, and that your trust in him will not be in vain. Second, you need to be invited to push through your questions.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?